It may not be restricted, but it's usually, they're the most common ones that are smoked, are hams and bacon and sausage.
Well, talking about meat, what would you call a man who deals and cuts the meat exclusively? He's the, your friendly neighborhood.
Butcher.
Yeah. Or talking about meat that's been kept too long, you'd say the meat's done.
Rancid, it's gone bad.
Or it has.
It's spoiled.
What about butter? You know, that's done the same thing. It's been kept too long, didn't taste good. You'd say it was...
It's rancid.
It's rancid. Have you ever heard any other term besides rancid that you could use in describing butter that's like that?
I can't think of any.
Have you ever heard anybody say it's funky? It's
got no. Funky.
Does that word mean anything to you?
Funky?
Funky, yeah.
Yeah, but not in terms...
It has nothing to do with bad butter.
It has nothing to do with bad butter.
What does it mean?
Well, it's sort of like... early 1970s black hip.
That's a pretty good description.
It means hip. It means what is hip.
Yeah. Getting back to meat. What about the meat? Is there anything that you can make with the meat from a hog's head?
Yeah, you can make sow's meat.
Sow's meat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. You can also use it to boil it down and use it to make runs of stew also. Head meat.
Head meat. That's, you're referring to what goes in Brunswick stew specifically?
Well, it's generally the meat from the hog's head.
That goes into the sauce too.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what goes into that sauce besides the head meat? Is it spicy or?
Yeah, there's spices in it, and I'm not sure what other kinds of meat go in it.
Mm-hmm. Sounds. Ever heard it called anything besides that?
I can't. I probably have, but I can't think of any right now.
How about head cheese?
Yeah.
Probably head cheese?
Yeah.
Would an older person be more likely to say that, or are they pretty much interchangeable?
Probably an older person say head cheese.
Head cheese. I see.
Souse meat or souse is the most common.
Yeah.
Most common term.
Are you familiar with anything that can be made by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Yeah, chopped liver.
Chopped liver. Are you familiar with anything, what about liver sausage? You ever heard of that?
I've heard of it.
Is that the same thing as this liverwurst you see in the...
I don't know if it's the same thing. I've never had it.
I'm not sure about that. Have you ever heard of anything made out of hog, with hog's blood in it? Any kind of dish made with hog's blood?
I can't think of any.
Delightful thought. What about something that you might had heard of blood sausage in?
I've heard of blood sausage, but it wasn't from home.
Yeah, I see. I run across it in a book or something.
Maybe so.
You ever heard of anything that could be made by taking the juice from the sows or the head cheese and mixing it up with cornmeal, maybe some hog meat, cooking it that way?
I've never heard of any.
Ever heard of scrapple?
I've heard of scrapple, yeah, but...
It's just a word.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything to you. Milk. Have you ever heard of this thick, sour milk that some women like to keep, you know, around the kitchen and make things out of?
Clabber.
Clabber.
Also sour milk, buttermilk.
Mm-hmm. What can you make out of that stuff?
Usually you use it in baking and making cornbread. You've got to have it for cornbread.
Mm-hmm. I see. Is there any kind of cheese that you can make from it?
Cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese. Well, talking about milk, you know, after you've gotten the milk, what could you do to it to get some of the impurities out of it? You'd say
you pasteurize it.
Pasteurize it, or if you just passed it through a wire mesh, you'd say you worked.
You strained it.
Yeah. Something that you might have for dessert, you probably.
What?